I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
Let's start the show.
I hope this doesn't condemn motherfuckers, but look, my mom beat my daughter. Worst whooping I ever got, my nigga. Worst whooping I ever got was with a fucking barbecue pit. You know the thing that you spread the glaze on the ribs and shit with.
Oh, so she hit you with a brush, a fucking flavor brush.
the back end of that bitch though, nigga. Just know that bitch ain't breaking. Okay, I was pledging before pledging, but.
So let me tell you.
My fraternity is non-hazing organization.
So let me tell you. Stephanie, the story about how she was whooping me one time, so I had to be like 12 or 13, bro, and I was feeling myself as a man, you know. So she going hard on me, too. I'm just standing there taking it like a champ. Just. So you got me messed up, boy. I ain't no little boy no more.
Because at 12 and 13, that's when you feel like, okay, I ain't no little ass nigga.
Yeah, so you know I'm big man on campus, and I'm the only man in the house, so you got me fucked up. So she, son, I lie to you not, bro. She changed her whole attitude. She was like, okay, cool.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, okay, that's what we're doing.
Son, and she walked out the room. So I walked out to go to my room, bro, and I'm walking down the hall. Son, it felt like a nigga had just shot me in my back, bro. Nigga, I get up off the ground. My mama got a broom in her hand. Like,
nigga, like, yeah. You
it's like, yeah, nigga, you got me fucked up, boy.
Not clean it up.
Not clean it up. Here go the broom, motherfucker. I got it.
Oh, I brought it to you. Look, and then your stupid ass, then you got to sweep up. You got to sweep up with half a broom.
Son, so half you bent a broom. Son, I was hurt, bro. Dog, hurt. Oh, Alexis just looking at her like, shit. Yeah, son, Stephanie tripping.
Like, damn. First of all, now you got to go get a whole new broom, too.
Like, yeah, like
so you broke the broom on me, and now I got to take my ass to. No, actually, you said you was 13, so
yeah,
that's fucking.
I got to walk to the store and go get a broom. How many are broom? Don't ask questions, bro. Don't ask me no fucking questions right now.
Just ring me up, ass nigga. Man, well, shit, we got a quite a bit, I guess, to talk about today. Really, we probably gonna be focused on this one shit because this shit had the fucking internet going nuts. But shit, we gonna start that bitch off like we always do. Okay.
Whoa, now.
This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your man, T-E-D-K-U-S-H, man. And I'm joined here by my guy.
Ty.
Bro, fuck you, bro. I feel like I'll be bringing so much energy. And this nigga's like, Ty, you bitch. You bitch, you. Like that nigga Snoop be saying, you bitch, you. But, yeah, man. I would say this is episode 3, but it's like episode whatever the fuck, because all the episodes is on there. If you ain't heard that old shit, go listen. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and get this shit out the way right now, because I don't know if niggas make it through the whole episode or not, because I know some parts we be bullshit. So it is what it is. We appreciate you listening anyway. If you want to keep up with us on, yeah, you feel me? If you want to keep up with us on social though, you can go ahead and follow me at ted.kush on Instagram. Follow the page at Ted and Ty Show on Instagram. And if you follow me,
you can follow me at ty.shaun.w. That's ty.shaun.w. I'm live like Ted now. I'm crunking this bitch.
Hey, actually, I'm proud of you, bro.
I know. I felt like that's the energy you want. Yeah,
I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that you've been posting shit, nigga. I've been like, look at this nigga stepping in.
Son, I really been on it, huh? I really been on it, huh? Yeah. You see me? Yeah.
I knew
you was gonna appreciate it.
Yeah, I have been. I'm like, this nigga's on timelines right now. Like, check him out, bitch. I done shared a couple. Look, you out here. You done stepped it up. Cause I mean, I feel like it was last week when I called you technology stupid. You was like, okay, let me go ahead and show this nigga that
I
got.
I know what the fuck I'm doing. I just don't have to do it like you. I don't need the attention like your fucking ass, nigga.
Hey, bro,
I don't need nobody.
I was
fucking
gonna be nice today.
I don't need somebody. Nah, bro. Ain't no nice, nigga. We ain't no fucking sweetness, bitch.
Bitch, you was about to be like, we ain't friends, but bitch, we are.
Yeah, I was like, can't say that. Like, I'm glad you saw me trying to switch
I don't
it up quick.
Fuck with you. Hey, what you doing later though? Like, head ass.
Yeah. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
But but yeah, man. So go follow pages. Go follow us. Shit. Matter of fact, you can really go add me on Facebook too at Ted Kennedy, because my Facebook, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's how I know I'm old now. Because, nigga, I spend the majority of my time on Facebook. I'm gonna be honest.
On the book, nigga. Yeah, I see Ted Kennedy coming up and down the screen at all times.
And, bitch, did you know that Snapchat is kind of, like, outdated to the younger crowd now?
Wow.
Nigga, fuck me
what
up.
What are they on?
Hell if I know. I ain't getting on it.
I said that a while back. Like, Snapchat is probably where I draw the line. So
yeah, that's it. That's my last hoorah, nigga.
Like, it's the last of the last.
I'm too old. Like, but the reason I say that is because yesterday at work, I said, yeah. You know, I'm on Facebook because a couple of my coworkers follow me. Shout out to y'all. I was like, yeah, you know, and I use Snapchat, Facebook and Snapchat probably the most, you know, and I post on Instagram here and there, you know, but really it's primarily just scrolling. And this chick who I work with shouted out, she goes, "You're still on Snapchat? Nobody uses that." I said, "Bruh, what?
Like, what? When did I miss the wave?"
I'm like, fam, my Snapchat is booming. Like, I feel like everybody's on Snapchat. But then again, everybody that is on my Snapchat is our age. So I guess it makes sense.
What is she? Is she like way younger or something?
She like 25. Too much, but I mean, because you know, I don't work with kids, but like,
yeah,
but at the same time, like, damn, no, like, she's like, yeah, that's old. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, wow,
yeah, wow as fuck. Like, so yeah, whatever though. Shit, I'm on that shit, and that shit is lit to me.
Yeah, I like Snap. I ain't gonna lie, I like Snap.
Yeah, Snap cool, bro. Like, because
my students don't follow me on Snap, so I ain't gonna lie. Look, Snap on Snap, that's when I get real TY. You hear me? Like, Instagram is real. It's real G-rated on that thing. Like,
I'm giving
the dad jokes. Hey, man, go catch the dad jokes, bro. You know, we never spoke about it, Ted, son. You really had a problem with my dad jokes?
So I'm glad you stopped doing that shit for
me. No, son, I'm starting back tomorrow. So, like, I just had to, I had to re-up, like, because it's hard.
Bitch, I just sold out of the rest of the dad jokes.
Yeah, like, son.
I had to go get a new pack of them.
Yeah, I'm starting live back tomorrow, bro. And I'm like, son, what you hating on the dad jokes?
Son, I ain't got no...
You be mad because you be...
Okay, so I don't have a problem with them. Half of me gets mad because I slightly chuckle. And then the other half of it be like, bro, that shit was corny as hell. But this nigga be joked out on that bitch. Like... Nigga, time with the dad jokes is like a fucking fool. This nigga, go ahead and spit one, bro. Spit a dad joke.
Oh, give you one. Oh, right off the dome. I got you, son. I got you. Here we go. I got one for you, Ted. Here we go. What do you call a one-eyed deer?
What?
I have no idea.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Half of the shit, I'm like, ah, that shit was clever. And then the other half, I'm like, no, fuck you for even making me feel so, like, childish to laugh at this joke. When you tell these jokes, I feel like you should pull your pants way up to the fucking sky.
Son. Let me tell you, that's why I only do the jokes when I'm in full school attire. Like, you'll never see me posted, like, with just a t-shirt on. I always got, like, shirt, tie, right on the way to school, bro.
Gotta look like Pops.
Yeah, gotta look like Pops.
So you starting back, you say, tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm starting back live tomorrow, son. We come live with him tomorrow.
Yeah, let me make a note then not to watch Ty's snaps tomorrow.
So you live, son. Your whole household is going to watch my snaps in the first 5 minutes.
I have no idea.
Son, look, the Kennedys watch my shit. You hear me? If I know nothing, the Kennedys, nigga, Pablo probably watching my shit.
It's fucked up. But, well, speaking of fucking Facebook and the way shit been, you've been on it and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, and being the Grambling alumni that we are.
Shout out to the G.
Homecoming's coming and all that shit. You're, you've seen the HBC ULM. That shit had the internet going motherfucking nuts, nigga.
Cultural appropriation at its best.
I mean, well.
And we're helping. So it's like we're assisting in the cultural appropriation, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say kind of, because I mean it's not the white kids. Let's be clear, it's not the white kids.
Well, the white kids were fucking alpha stepping down the union.
Oh yeah, that shit was horrible. Yeah, that shit was horrible. Yeah, they say,
so how did
who
they
you
get
with?
The okay to do that?
Hey, the nigga said, "Who you with? You? Who you with? L? Who you with? M?"
How'd they get the okay?
for those that don't know what the fuck we're talking about, there is a school called ULM. It's the University of Louisiana in Monroe. Now, pause. Did you know what the hell ULM was before you went to Grambling?
No, so I didn't even know it was a school.
Okay, thank you for not flexing, because I damn sure didn't.
No, I didn't. Look, let me tell you, even worse. Nigga, a nigga that graduated my high school before me signed to ULM, and I still didn't know nothing about that.
I had never nigga, heard of it.
He put the hat on and everything. I was like, wonder where he going.
Where the fuck is a Warhawk?
Because, nigga, that is their mascot. Wow.
Yeah, the reason I know that is because the nigga on Twitter that was flexing the hardest that ultimately said somebody called his phone and told him he better chill that shit out for a nigga kill him. Nah, I think he was lying, but nigga, don't try to put that on Grambling, because you know we really bought that shit. We ain't gonna kill you, but nigga, you better not wear that shirt to homecoming though.
So them boys ain't nobody gonna wear that to homecoming, son, because it's too many ignorant folks in the G that don't live in Grambling no more. So it's like, bro, I whoop you and I go home.
And a lot of niggas that's not even on social media, so they would be confused as shit and just get instantly mad. Yes, but so, okay, immediately. So I got to clear it up, because everybody that listens ain't from Grant. So there's a school, ULM, University of Louisiana, Monroe. These niggas came up with a hashtag that said HBCULM. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure you know what the fuck a HBCU is. Historically Black College or University. They, you know, took it as, made it a joke, you know, as part of, like, I guess, the Black people that go to ULM. They came up with this hashtag, you know, as in reference to, you know, the growing Black population at ULM. Now, before I get into critiquing them, I will say, Ty, and you correct me if I'm wrong or disagree, ULM is and does have a lot of Black people growing. And, you know, their Black community at ULM has grown substantially and is continuing to grow. And, you know, that's good or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
because they're in the middle of Monroe, a very Black. Well, I don't want to say Black prominent, because it's still very, very white.
It is very white, actually. Yeah. Very white. I think the statistics is like 63% white.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like you said, it's growing and we're proud of y'all. But you didn't go to HBCU.
But let's not disrespect HBCUs, okay? The thing is, and this is no disrespect to our great school or any other HBCUs, but the fact is that if you were accepted into ULM, you had the chance to attend Grambling or any other HBCU. Maybe not all HBCUs, such as Howard and, you know, the little bit more prestigious on the educational side. No shade to Graham. I went there. I got my education there, but we know, you know, Howard and Hampton, you know, are sometimes
more
looked
prominent.
At,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're sometimes looked at as like the Ivy League Black schools, I would say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe not there, but Grambling for sure. Shit. You want to come to Grambling, you're going to get in that bitch, okay? You might start
you
out
wanna
with
come.
Remedial classes, but.
You might have to go to Bipsy for a year, but.
But if you want to come to Grambling.
That. So remember we had Bipsy students staying on campus? That was a joke.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. Bipsy is a community college in Shreveport.
Is it Bolger Parish? But no.
Son, you asking questions that I can't even begin to answer.
I just know it was like BPCC, ain't it?
Bipsy. That's
what. So it got to be Bolger something.
Wait, so it's not Bipsy Community College? Wait,
no.
So they said Bipsy.
No, bitch, that bitch is BPCC, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Yikes. Oh, so pause, nigga. You thought that bitch was BIPSEY?
Son, for the last 9 years, I've been thinking that, nigga.
Oh, that's hilarious. Nah, nigga. Wow. It's like, I think it's like BPCC or BRCC. No, it's not BRCC. BRCC is Baton Rouge. Yeah, I think it's BPCC, bro.
Bossier Parish.
I mean, is Shreveport and Bossier Parish? I don't know. I'm not Googling it. Whatever. We just gonna say
whatever. I'm gonna go
whatever,
with you on that one.
Regardless, though, if you want to come to Grambling, you could go to Grambling. So I'm baffled at why these fucking kids are out here. Like, because what pisses me off the most about the whole HBCULM shit is that when you talk in schools and shit like that with ULM students, what are they gonna shit on you with? They're going to shit on you with football. They're going to say our football team better than yours. Y'all have better resources. It's a Division I school. You better beat us. The fuck? Like, if you don't, nigga, y'all niggas is really, like, sad.
And we slick got more players in the league than y'all. So
yeah, but you know, the resources are better. Coaching is better, et cetera. You know, so they're going to say that, and then they're going to mention, you know, well, at least our financial aid come on time. At least our refund come on time. At least we can
call somebody and get in contact with somebody.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
After 12 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, which is true as fuck, because, nigga, you ever – well, of course you have. Nigga, trying to call grandma is like trying to call, like, the dead.
Yeah, my nigga.
It ain't happening.
You're going to get hold of one lady, and she going to keep sending you back to her. Phone. You're going
to
call her.
Back to herself, huh?
Yep. Grandma, financial aid. Oh, you need to talk to Ms. Parker? Cool, hold on. Boy, that phone going to ring 97 times, and then she going to pick the phone up again.
Grab the financial aid?
I just need my transcripts. Can you just mail them? Can you send them? Nah, you need to talk to her. Where's she at? She on lunch. It's 10 in the morning, man. Like, it's 10 in the fucking morning. I don't know what lunch she having.
When's she going to be back from lunch? Oh, shit. After lunch, she going home, actually, so. Like, nigga. So she's at home.
Just give me her cell, son. Just give me her cell phone number. I'll call her because I can't deal with y'all.
Shit, man. But so all that to say, though, niggas had the same opportunity that I did to go to Grambling, if not more, because you're from Louisiana most times, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So why the fuck these niggas trying to claim HBCU below me? Now, I had a very productive conversation on Facebook, and I understand it. Like I said in the beginning, like I prefaced this conversation. I've been liking the word preface, by the way.
Yeah, I've
not. I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Makes you, you know, hit you with, you know. I prefaced this email with, look, head ass. But so.
Yeah, I was going to let you just live. Go ahead.
But yeah, so fuck you. I started this convo by saying, though, like, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if I attended a PWI, which I did not, but I did attend a PWHS.
Wait, stop. Predominantly white institution. That's what PWI is.
Yeah, oh, bro.
I had to explain that to a few of my coworkers. So
they didn't understand.
Yeah, they didn't know what I meant.
Got it. So, yeah, so if you chose to attend a PWI, just understand that no matter the experience, no matter the NAACP club, no matter the black
Divine
student
Nine.
Union, bro, you know you go to a PWI when you have an actual black student union.
Yeah.
Nigga, Grambling don't got no black student union. We got regular student union, bitch, because we all black.
It's just the student union. So like,
it's just the student union, dog. But so at the point where you have all that shit and you may be getting a blacker experience, you are still nowhere near an HBCU experience. It is the intangible things that I can't even describe besides the not picking up the phone, besides the late refunds, besides the lit ass homecomings, besides the every weekend is something, you know, even if you're dead or nothing, it's something going on.
Besides the fact that all of my professors remember my name.
Besides the fact most of my professors are black. Like, really go talk to them, too. You're not one of 3,000 people.
Son, I put Dr. Thomas on the phone right now.
Call him up. Look, hey.
Call him up right now. Like, nah, this it's not an issue. Like,
hey, that was the short round dude, wasn't it?
Yep.
With the glasses.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of corny, but he was cool as hell.
Man, he's cool. Yeah, Dr. Thomas, cool as hell.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, Sean didn't like him.
I didn't mean no shots when I say like he corny. I just meant like
No. He's happily corny. Like he'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah. He was cool as hell. Yeah, I took his class. One of them. I was about to say
everybody had to take his class.
Yeah. What did he teach?
African American studies and East African studies.
East African studies, nigga, for sure was in that bitch. I do remember that shit. Besides all of that shit, it's the intangibles that I cannot describe. Now, I feel like I am pretty vetted to speak on this, though I didn't go to a PWI. I attended a PWHS, like I said, predominantly white high school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right.
Wait, nobody, if you black, you play on, you either on the football team, basketball team, or the track team, so, or all three.
Mine was just I got in on school of choice, bro. It was I got in on a lottery. When I got in, it was I got in that school district in second grade. And I never got out because it was much better than the community in which I lived. So, which is Pontiac. Shout out to Pontiac. I hope y'all do better and get better. But a lot of kids go to West Bloomfield now. But so coming from that situation, and tell me if this correlates with what you experienced, but it's drastically different stepping on campus at Grambling State University, where it's all black people versus my predominantly white high school.
Nah, yeah, it was a whole different – for me, it was like a – I don't want to say a cultural shock because, like you said, I lived in an all-black neighborhood, but I went to an all-white high school.
Right, exactly. So it wasn't cultural.
So I knew how to interact. I knew how things were, but it was – like you said, it's the small things that you just really can't put your finger on that you like – oh, damn, that's different. Oh, damn, this is different. Like, for one, I'll tell you one of the first things. You know, I went to Alcorn first. When I got there, which is another HBCU, it's in Mississippi. You know the listeners.
Yeah, hopefully niggas, yeah.
Yeah. So I went there, and I get on campus, and I say, who are we sponsored by? They were like, sponsored? I was like, nah, we just, you know, you got to get your own shoes. You got to get this, and you got to get that. And I was like, nah, I said, in my high school, we're sponsored by Nike. Like, I was given a bag when I got to campus, you know, like with my shoes and my sweats and my tights and everything. So it's little things like that that were like, oh, man, that's different. But I knew, you know, in my mind, I knew like, oh, that's because I went to a white high school.
Right.
And it's because I'm at a black college now that they don't have these things. Now, of course, when I transferred to Grambling, I got to Grambling, and Grambling, we are, you know, we're sponsor,
pretty prestigious.
Yeah, we have. I mean, you know, especially attracting, we have championship after championship. So that wasn't something that happened at Grambling, but that was one of the small things that I noticed that I was like, huh. At my white school, I was sponsored. At my white school, I had this, this, and this. At my white school, I was in the newspaper. At this black school, nigga, I got to go buy my own shoes.
Like, right. I mean, now that's due to a lack of funding and
which is the issue with a lot of HBCUs, but that struggle. That whole HBCU struggle.
Hey, whether good word.
whether you went to Alabama State, A&M, Grambling, Southern, Howard, no matter where you went through a different type of struggle than students did at a PWI.
Hey, and so that's good.
That connects us. And so that HBCU for me, it's a title that I wear with pride, son. Like,
absolutely.
Listen, I went to a HBCU. Like, I didn't go to another school or PWI. I went from an all white high school to a all black school where I didn't see my first white person on campus until I saw the a sociology teacher.
Yeah,
he was the first white dude I saw.
I mean, they had that player. They had that one history teacher dude too.
Oh yeah, Mr. McGowan.
I took him too. I got an A in that nigga class.
Oh yeah, yeah, McGowan. Yeah, he was cool with anybody if you weren't a history major. Son, he used to kill us.
He was really a good teacher. Like, he was a great
he could soak you in a second.
Yeah, he was a great teacher, and he wrote on my paper one time like, you should be a history major. And I was like, yeah, that shit sound cool, but like, boy, I'm halfway through.
Yeah, you wild.
Yeah, you wild. But I really used to pay attention. But so, exactly. You know, I was gonna piggyback on the fact that you said the struggle. I agree with you 100% right there. Because I don't want to make it seem like Grambling or any other HBCU is harder or easier than a PWI or any other HBCU. But I will say the struggle, like you said, or the having to like grind along with your climates, your classmates and stuff like that does create a whole different, you know, behavior, and it creates
almost like a sharper mindset.
Kind of like I tell people all the time, dude, going to Grambling State University, like where I became a man. I grew up in Pontiac, Michigan, West Bloomfield High Schools, but I became a man in Grambling. So going to Grambling taught me how to grind and how to get it out here. Like Grambling taught me, hey, it don't matter what you got right now, go get it. Don't matter whether you got more or less, go get it. Because Grambling is not for the weak. Oh, Grambling ain't for the weak, bro.
son, because you're gonna have you're gonna definitely have some some rough weeks. Well, I don't mean rough days. Nah. It's gonna be wake up. Yeah, it's still rough. Get out there.
The thing is, so when you were talking about cultural appropriation and like how we're like kind of assisting with that, I agree, because to me, it's like, bro, like we as blacks, just in all situations, bro, if it's white, it's white, bro. Everything can't be black, okay? Like, yeah. And everything can't be white. But if it's white, it's white, bro. Like, how we sitting here calling a school that is 65% white, HBCU ULM, but if a white person throws on a daishiki, we are going to lose our shit.
Oh, immediately. Y'all gonna have a big ass problem. But it's the fact that black students who went to PWIs, they don't understand that pride. They don't understand that HBCU pride. They don't understand that relation we have with other students from HBCUs. Son, if I talk to you, I don't care which one you went to. You went to a HBCU, that's the first thing we're going to click up on. First thing I'm going to bring up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We have a different connection, son. I have a different cultural connection. And I learned, I feel like had I went to a PWI, son, I wouldn't have the mindset of a black man that I have now.
I would agree. That's why I said I became a man.
I don't think I would have matured as much as I did in Grambling. I learned a lot in Grambling, you know, both educationally and, you know, socially. I learned how to handle myself in certain situations, both good and bad.
Absolutely.
I don't think that would have happened at a PWI.
Me either.
Because you just a number, happened, bro. I don't think on the same level it would have happened. Like, so I met one of my professors was my mentor, Dr. McJameson. Rest in peace, Dr. McJameson. But he was a, you know, history professor. Man, I spent 2 years of just sitting under that man, listening to everything he said. Like, and I mean, you remember, you came in class with me a few times when I was doing, you know, when I was his TA.
Oh, the
like,
teacher aide. Yeah. I do remember that shit.
Yeah. So I know I wouldn't have gotten that experience had I went to a PWI. Period.
That's real. Because I feel like, you just a number one. Yeah. Like I used to talk to my boy who went to Michigan. Shout out Pedro Sanchez. He, aka Martin, he told me once upon a time, like maybe like freshman year, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's like 30 of us in the class, woo woo. And nigga said, 30? Shit. Nigga said, it's 30 in my group. Like just to turn in a project type shit. Like
what? Nigga, nah, son.
It's 200, 400, 600, however many kids in one little class. Bro, you're just a number. You don't matter. You know what I'm saying? And that's the experience that I got at Grambling through HBCU. So, I mean, and I'm not even trying to make it so deep with this shit, but, like, I felt offended. Because I'm like, bro, it's like pledging for me. Or it's like playing on the sports team. Bro, you can't claim some shit that you ain't do. Bro, how played you going to feel if I'm going around telling people, oh, yeah, I ran track at Grambling.
And they get back to you. And I'm immediately sorry.
Nigga calls Ty. Hey, I'm with your boy Ted. He said y'all got a podcast. Woo woo. He say he ran track with you.
Boy, I'm gonna call you out immediately. Son, you weren't out there with me, boy. You didn't wake up at 5 a.m. and run 10 miles. You didn't do that.
Son, and it's the same thing at Grambling. I feel like, yeah. bitch, you wasn't standing outside in the cold and in the rain because niggas then pulled the fire alarm. Bitch, you wasn't standing outside in the cold and the rain because the motherfucking lights then went off on campus because they probably ain't pay their fucking bill. You like
you wasn't there when Adams got flooded. You wasn't there.
Come on. Boy,
you didn't walk clear across campus to get to an 8 o'clock and just to find out your teacher ain't gonna leave his house in Monroe. You ain't living in truth.
You ain't live in truth. You ain't live in Bowen.
You ain't live in Drew.
You ain't live in jeans, nigga.
So you had no traditional dorm where your roommate is, boy, 5 feet away from you,
son. You damn sure didn't have no damn AC unit in the window, nigga, in the heat of the summer, bitch, in Louisiana, nigga. What you mean, you HBCULM?
You didn't have a club with no roof?
Son, what? Son, what?
Behind a subway? You got us fucked up.
What you mean, nigga? And they charging about $5 to get in that hole.
Yeah, nigga, they charging for walls.
Bitch, I paid $5 to stand on the concrete slab in somebody's backyard, nigga. You literally looking up, bitch. If it start raining, DJ equipment fucked up and everything.
Yeah, he leaving right then. And nigga, it rained every time. Because you in Louisiana. Don't forget that.
Let's not. Yeah, look. It's going to come. It's going to go. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I felt about the whole matter. You know, it's been hilarious on Facebook and all that shit. This shit's been funny, but like, listen, guys, if it's white, it's white. Let it ride out, and that's just what it is. Kid. Did you know they had no black people on the homecoming court talking about some HBCU LM? No black people on homecoming. None. But it's HBCU LM. Y'all niggas wild.
I just hate the fact that they're arguing this. Like, so you, do you not understand what those what that acronym stands for?
The logical people, I got the point, but it's like, bro, that was just a poor choice of words. Let's call that bitch something else. Let's call that bitch black students at ULM, okay? Like, because that's what y'all are, okay? And that's fine. Niggas, it is what it is. At the end of the day, and I need to say this, that we are all in the same shit. We are all doing good, you know, hopefully. But you took a choice to go to college, whether that be a PWI or HBCU. You took a choice to do something with your life. You made a choice to, you know, better yourself. And hopefully you are using whatever opportunity you got in college to better yourself and better the community. But again, just don't use those words. That's all we ask.
Don't use that acronym. So that's
yeah, all. That's all we ask. Everything else, you good. Like, you good, fam. Like we fucking with you, but let's just refrain from, you know, from that. But shit, that was that with that shit, man. I hope niggas don't wear them shirts to campus because
we cannot guarantee your safety.
I'm like, and I ain't.
We don't. I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing bad to happen to anybody. I'm just telling you. I know my people.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to be funny, but like, so, yeah.
Look, I saw a nigga. I saw three niggas chase a nigga with a gun. They were chasing him. That was on campus, in front of the calf.
Wait, they were chasing the nigga with the gun?
Okay. It was me and you. Boy, we was on campus. Remember, we were sitting in my car, the turtle. We were sitting in the turtle, son. That big nigga, he came running in the middle of the yard. He had a gun on his waist. It was three niggas from New Orleans chasing him.
Chasing him.
Chasing him. And then he ran in the Union, and they ran in after him.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Ain't nothing happened, but yeah.
Son, yeah. He had a gun and they was chasing him. That was the scariest shit I ever seen.
right. Not even to sound like it was like, let's be clear, guys. Like, we aren't saying this like as if like, oh, he had a gun. Like, nah. Uh-huh. Niggas still don't fuck with guns, black or white, okay? Like, like, not on that level. Like, nah. Hey, I'm gonna be honest, though. This sounds bad because it makes our university sound bad, but it is what it is. It's one of the funniest and wildest shit that I've ever seen in my life. Son, I saw a nigga running away from the cops, like the campus police, in handcuffs. Son, I just happened to go outside, like, right.
Son, look, that boy had it on his mind. I'm gonna handle one problem at a time. My first problem is getting.
Son, you ever seen a nigga run without arms, bro? Have you ever seen a nigga run without arms?
Son, that has to be the funniest shit. Because son, he's running for his life. That's the thing. So he's wide open. Yeah, he's wide open.
But nigga, this nigga's running without arms, my nigga. You ever tried to run without arms, nigga?
Never.
First of all, you look stupid.
Like a nigga running with his hands in his pocket. What you doing?
Nigga, imagine you just your top half, your shoulders just a wiggling. Bitch, your legs moving as fast as they can, but your top half. Bitch, you just see me right now trying to do it.
So you just walk outside on a random morning.
Son, I swear to God. Son.
And you see fucking no arms wide open.
Son, I think he got away, son. I'm not bullshitting. I saw the cop because it was a fat dude. I'm going to just be honest, dog. Saw a cop. Okay, he chasing him. Dude, out of there. Bro, this nigga was so far away, this nigga took a break and started walking with his hands behind his back. I swear. I cannot lie. Son.
Where do you go? Like, son, first. Like,
son, I don't know where. Well, it's rambling. You can go anywhere in the woods.
Son, if I come to your house and I got handcuffs on, bro, I feel like me and you gonna sit there and be like, man, how the fuck do we get these handcuffs?
Oh, you mean where do you go? Yeah, I don't know, bro. Because then you can't even pull your phone out your pocket, son.
Yeah, like, so we just sitting there looking like, nigga, like, damn. Bro, look, I ain't gonna lie. My first thought, and I know it's stupid as shit, but I can't help it. is like, man, maybe we should try to go buy one of them little toy sets and use one of them little keys. See if they really.
Yeah, then we just melt that bitch down, get that bitch to fit in. Look, niggas all on Google. I'm Googling shit with behind my back.
Yeah. Nigga on YouTube trying to look shit up.
How to get handcuffs off. Nigga, what? Dog.
Like, son, what if I just break my thumb and slide that bitch through like on Mission Impossible?
Son, how do you get them bitches off?
You don't, nigga.
You can't go to a nigga and do that because then you asking this nigga to commit a crime. Now, I might throw myself in jail by saying this, but if Ty came to me with some handcuffs on, like, hey, son.
Yeah, now we figuring this out. We gonna
we figuring it out. Ain't no whole ass nigga.
We gotta figure this out.
Now, if the boys come to me and be like, hey, did this nigga come to you? I'm like, I don't know how he got them bitches off.
He just got them off.
We got them off.
But look, ain't no blacksmiths just like working around. So like, you ain't just running across one of them. You're not just gonna run across one of them niggas like on Game of Thrones. So like,
look, like it's Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, just get in the car, go drive up to Los Santos.
How you gonna drive? Your arms behind your back.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something, Ted. Every person who's ever been arrested, and I've been put in handcuffs a few times. I've only been to jail once, and the longest time I've ever spent in jail was 6 hours. So let's get that straight right now. But every time, son, the idea is I can run. That's always going in my head. I could just take off running right now. But son, soon as those handcuffs touch me, I'm like, well, he got me. It's over. Like that running shit dead. Like, cause bro, even if I get away, my nigga, I don't know what to do. I can't stand at the bus stop. Niggas know, hey, he got handcuffs on. Look for the nigga that's fucking walking with his hands behind his back like he an usher in church. Like,
hey,
you the nigga that just got arrested? Yeah, yeah. That's me.
Yeah, that's me. but niggas do get away, though. So I wonder, like, do they just have a nigga on call all the time? Like, hey, bro, if I'm ever in handcuffs, I'm coming here. Cause I mean, you know, it's niggas out there with mad tools and shit in the shed. So they like, yeah. Shit.
I mean, nah, it's a nigga who know how to pop them bitches off immediately right now in South Dallas.
Like, oh, that boy shit! Just... All you gotta do is take this old blowtorch here and snip it in the middle.
Nah, you got him fucked up, boy. That nigga grab a paper clip, bend that hoe four ways. Ka ka ka! You out of there. Like,
real shit though. Like, damn, son. Yeah, son, but that was the wildest shit I ever seen in my life, son. I literally, like you said, bro, I just walked outside at a random morning, and I was like, nigga, is this, what the fuck? And like I said, the cop was so far away, this nigga ran back to his car, nigga. He tried to drive around, but by then, son probably dipped through the forest. Like, you know, Gremlin ain't nothing but trees.
Yeah, and he was gone.
Yeah, he was out of there. But like you said, the nigga, that's when the real task begins. How the fuck am I gonna get out this shit though, fam? Can't go to class, nigga.
Yeah.
No, you could just hide, like, nigga, your hands behind your back. But you know, they got some flexible niggas that know how to, like, you know, like, yeah, put their hands like underneath. I couldn't do that shit to save my life, bitch. I just tried.
Nah, so I mean, yeah, I understand. Like, I could like pull your legs. I mean, you basically just like. Pull your legs
hunch
from under
up into
your
a
arm.
Ball and, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do that. But, like, even then, son, you still got handcuffs on.
Yeah, but you could try to break them bitches, kind of. Maybe
son,
not.
Son. That's it. Nigga, I'm about to say, police handcuffs is heavy as hell, son.
Yeah, bro.
The bitch is heavy as shit. Like,
and depending on how tight them hoes is, like, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
son, and they hit that little bone on your wrist. I don't like that.
Yeah, that bone hurts, nigga. Son, when I just got like tatted. When I just got tatted, nigga, that's the part that took the longest to heal, nigga, just because that bitch was just all, nigga, yeah, that little bone, yeah, because it's like you can't even if it's in front of you, you can't even just take it down and like, slam it on a brick or something. This ain't the movies. Like, that's not happening.
Nah, son. You about to have to hit that thing, like, several times. Or you about to have to go to one of your homies who a cop. Hey, bro, get these off. I guess that's what I would try to do. But like,
yeah, but then that nigga probably just gonna turn me in.
Yeah, because it's like, how cool am I with fucking Sloan?
Okay, right, yeah. Niggas do know. Yeah, nah, Sloan for sure turning me in, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if he ever hears this, it's okay, bro. I know.
I know. Like, I know, bro.
Like, I would never come to you and ask you to take handcuffs off me because, you're just gonna call old John up, man. I'm out of there.
All the way out of there.
Yeah, so.
Damn, son, we started talking about HBCULM, and now we on Niggas Running Without Arms. That should be the name of the episode, Niggas Without Arms.
Niggas Without Arms. HBCU Wildin'. Hey, they say HBCULM stand for Happy Black Children at ULM.
That's what it should stand for.
Hey, they said, I mean, they ain't say this. This is what I saw and said myself. This nigga that put that shit on Twitter and shit, we wearing these shirts or whatever, the homecoming rule, then he quoted that tweet and said on there, he said, you know, to the person that called me, you didn't have to do that, whatever, whatever, boom, boom, boom. Bitch, I tweeted that nigga and said, HBCUs a bitch. HBCU scary now, huh? Oh, okay.
HBCU, like, how did a random nigga person get your phone?
Man, nigga didn't call that nigga, bro.
I know, son, but like, that's a dumbass thought. Like, bro, this ain't that. We ain't got yellow pages with landlines no more, my nigga. We can't just look your fucking number up. Like,
let me see this nigga. Look, let me find the real noodles.
Jackass, that nigga name. 2-1. Yeah, the real noodles.
Let me find the real noodles.
Dumbass nigga, son, what they Facebook called you, son.
Needles,
and it's hard to find you.
Needles, noggins.
Noggins.
Noodles. Okay, here he is.
Hey, son, you know that don't work though. Like, noggins is definitely spelled with a K.
Noggins?
Yeah.
What is a noggin? You talking about like a head?
Yeah.
No, son, it gotta be spelled.
Yeah, nah, so you spelled it with a K.
Google it. It's no way you're telling the truth.
I don't think that's a word.
Yes, it is, bro.
Oh, it's a real word? Wait. Okay, cool. Well, yeah,
wait, where is it? I could be wrong as shit.
Wait.
I'm looking it up right now. Let me see, this is where we need like a producer or some shit, don't we? Because this one, you know, niggas like the Breakfast Club and shit just be like, hey, look that up for me, Randy.
Randy. Fuck his name, Randy.
Actually, my IT guy at work is called, his name's Randy. Okay, it's definitely not N-O-G-G-I-N, because that's that old shit that we used to.
Okay, yeah, so noggin is like, it's definitely like.
It's not a real word.
Eggnog or drink or something. Yeah, it's not a real word. Okay, so we're both wrong.
Wow.
We're both right. I'm going to go, we're both right. I'm just going to go, we're both right.
Yeah, but I'll take my lick, though, because, bitch, I thought, oh. It is a word. I Googled noggin definition. Uh-oh, yep. Okay, oh, so this is on Webster's. They said a small mug or cup. And then they said a small quantity, such as a gill of drink. And then the third definition is a person's head.
Ah, drove me.
They probably only use the word noggin like on some like a small drink or cup or whatever. They probably only use that shit in like fucking
I spell that hoe with a K. Always have.
Oh, I mean, I'm saying they probably only use that shit in like Britain or some shit, or Great Britain or some shit like that, like England, like some random ass shit, you know, like they say knickerbockers, nigga.
Yeah, you said the same thing twice. You know that, right?
Maybe.
No, maybe about it.
I will. Well, yeah, I mean, we was going to talk about some other shit, but I guess this shit is, oh, well, nigga.
This shit kind of took over.
Niggas probably laughed. If you got in your feelings about this shit, then, like.
We apologize.
Not really.
Nope, not really.
Not really at all. Like, you know what we can, you know what we say you can do on this bitch. Eat a big old bag, nigga. Eat it. You hear that bitch rustling?
What's that? A potatoes? A Lay's bag, bitch? What you got?
Nah, it was actually a Ziploc bag. Don't worry about what I got.
Hey, you know what? Here we go. This is a quick little outie, because we always got the stupid ass, because it's only the loyal listeners listening right now. niggas realize we
damn, don't drink. Because that bad? It sounds like we ain't got faith in ourselves. But nah, it's actually like keep going.
Nah. Oh yeah. So I realized, huh? Whenever referring to a female, I will never say bitch. But when I'm referring to another male, I will. So, like, how we would converse, I'd be like, nah, bitch, you got me fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I would, yeah, something like that. I would never do that if I was talking to like Key or like
to a woman as a whole.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't
be like, and, bitch, did you see that play? And you couldn't do that either because then you sound gay on the cool. Is that problematic? But but it's true though, because you know how women talk to each other and like, you know, the gay dudes be talking to girls.
Just because it's true. Just because it
doesn't
true,
make it less problematic.
Problematic.
Problematic pair.
Yeah, we've been good though. If you think
we
about
have.
It,
there's only been like one hashtag per show.
Yeah, boy, we live.
Look at us.
I've been getting kind of problematic.
Yeah, boys trying to get some endorsements out here. If you think we're funny and you got money to spend, please call us. That's all, folks.